Joe Rex Road. Now, we're calling Joe a little bit early, and he's actually waiting for a babysitter to come. Joe, I always think back to Tim Stout when he told me he would do his show from his home, and when his three boys were young and potty training, you could hear toilets flushing all the time, and been there and done that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how he got that done.
Can you imagine kids running around using the bathroom while you're trying to do a show live? That's crazy.
That's why he's the dean, I guess.
That's why he is the dean of sports. Joe Rex Road, of course, covers Michigan State football and men's basketball. Joe, why in the world is Michigan State playing Youngstown State?
Well, because they can play a game and get away with paying only $600,000 instead of $900,000 or more to an FBS team. So, you know, you're seeing everyone do it. Everyone's playing at least one FCS team, and some are playing two. It is a shame. It's a shame that, you know, this is what goes on in college football. I mean, we were just talking with someone yesterday, you know, even 10 years ago, Michigan State and other teams were playing. You know, they'd play two or three, you know, BCS teams and then maybe, you know, a MAC team. And now we've gone to, you know, Wisconsin and Minnesota in recent years. They've played nothing but bad teams. They play four, you know, cupcake games and go to the Big Ten. And to me, it's just not good competition. And you know, it's I mean, the fans are paying more and more and they're getting worse games.
What does the administration, what does Coach D'Antonio say about this?
Well, you know, I don't know if I've heard Antonio directly address the scheduling thing, but the thing about Michigan State is, you know, like in a few years they're going to play Alabama and Notre Dame in the same year. They're still on the good end of things in college football. It's hard to say that on a day like this when we're about to watch them play Youngstown State, but you know they're trying to keep it, you know, keep these schedules somewhat competitive and interesting, while still playing, you know, obviously some dogs in there. So, you know, Mark Hollis has talked about this extensively, and when it comes down to it, if everyone else out there is going to play these games and get guaranteed wins, why are you going to play tough games and hurt yourself? You know, I mean, it's one of those things, well, they're doing it, so what are we supposed to do?
No.
So,
well, you know. I can remember like it was yesterday, and I know it was hard because Nebraska was brutal, but just playing games like that and Florida State and Oregon, I just miss that. And USC, you remember those?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and you know, you mentioned Tim Sotero. He talks all the time about that 87 schedule they played. They started with USC, then they go to Notre Dame, then they come home for Florida State. You know, that's time for the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't do well in those games, but they won the Big Ten. Now, again, in a few years, in like 2016 and 17, Michigan State schedule will have Notre Dame and Alabama on it, which is pretty good. I mean, that's, you know, to go with the Big Ten schedule, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not bad. Next year, they're going to play Boise State and Notre Dame. So, you know, a lot of times they have a couple good ones, mm-hmm. which is better than a lot of teams, but you still get those really bad weeks.
Well, as you know, George Perlis was big on playing in-state schools. I always liked the games against Eastern, Central, and Western because we know a lot of those kids, whether they're from the mid-Michigan area or just highly touted Michigan players.
Yeah, and it is going to be interesting here in the next few years, you know, with the Celebrate the State series, Michigan State traveling to those in-state schools. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it is kind of putting your neck out there a little bit. Some would say unnecessarily, but it's going to be an interesting scene to see Michigan State playing in Kalamazoo and in Mount Pleasant, you know. And I think it'll be exciting, and I think the atmosphere on those games will be pretty cool.
All right. Well, the Spartans get underway tonight against Youngstown State. This is a team that today in the game day report in the Lansing State Journal, you write how this may be the most talented team in decades and how this team is very close.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard some people, and Jack Ebling, very vocal, saying he thinks this team is better than those 80s Perlis teams, which kind of surprised me. I mean, I didn't cover those teams, but they sent a lot of guys to the pros. They had a lot of good players. You know, his point is you get down to the third string with this team and you still have some really good players, and it's true. I mean, there's a huge difference just with when you have and you string some recruiting classes together and you keep the attrition down, there's just a huge difference now watching this team practice and seeing the threes and saying, man, some of those guys could be playing. I mean, look at the, you know, the number four running back is Nick Hill. I mean, that guy could start at some places. So Mark D'Antonio's done a good job of, you know, building the depth, keeping guys, I think developing some players. I mean, he's located some two-star guys who are really good players. I mean, his captains are Kirk Cousins, Trent Robinson, Joel Foreman. Those guys all have NFL potential, and all of them were really overlooked recruits.
Say the Spartans play up to their potential and they stay away from injury, where could this team be at the end of the year?
Well, I mean, I think this team could be in Indianapolis playing for the Big Ten Championship. But, you know, as we've, you know, it's been discussed over and over again, the schedule is so much harder this year. So they're going to have to win a lot of close games, which is what they did last year. It's just last year they didn't have to go to Columbus and Lincoln and, you know, South Bend. And then, of course, South Bend won't influence the Big Ten, but it's just a really tough schedule. They have to go to Iowa again, Northwestern again. So to me, the best-case scenario for this team is they could win every game. There's not one game on the schedule I look at and say, no chance. But when you string them all together, especially a four-game stretch of, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska in four straight games, I mean, that's just brutal.
All right, Joe, I'll see you in the press box. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right, thanks, buddy.